Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Hourglass with Isabella. I'm joined in the flesh by Michael Corvus.
Hello, everyone.
And you may notice something different today. We're in person. We're actually on the camera. We've got the birds with us in the background because we could not get them quiet. So they're joining us. So if you hear background noise, that's birds.
The chewing of peanuts and the flying onto of shoulders.
But hey, at least it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, let's start our podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing AI. Is it something you should be afraid of? What's going to happen with it? What's it looking like right now? And sort of some predictions on both parts. Are you ready?
Always.
AI. Where to start? I have a whole list of things, just so you know.
Well, bring your list and we'll see where the conversation goes.
I think the right place to start this is at the beginning, as all good stories do start. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching AI, and I know that sounds weird, for some time, and just kind of its progress. Everything since, like, chatbots. I used to use a chatbot called Alice. It was a very early rendition on the internet, and very basic form of what we see today on applications like Replica, which is essentially where you can kind of get like a friend to talk to who's essentially AI, and they're programmed to have a very human, very realistic like response. And it's a beautiful thing. Where we've gone now with everything like ChatGPT is just unfathomable in some ways. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And it's been a pleasure to watch it grow. But the AI of yesterday to the AI today versus the AI of the future, they are worlds apart. And where we are now is what I would like to say is at the brink of the singularity. Do you know about the singularity?
I do. I think that's the point where it becomes sentient.
Yes.
Yes.
So the singularity actually has a predicted date. People believe that AI will sort of become sentient and the singularity will occur at 2045. So there are different people who have different feelings on this. There's actually a guy called...
Actually, I think the prediction for 2045 was made by actual AI in a couple of videos we've watched.
Yeah, recently. So the person who's actually famously predicted that date is Ray Kurzweil. He's the guy that said that the technological singularity, the crucial moment when machines will become smarter than humans, will occur in our lifetime. And that singularity date is 2045. And though this may seem incredible to you, he has made other outrageous predictions over the years with an outstanding 86% success rate. And the other chap is, that I was trying to say before, is Vernor Vinge. He's the chap who thinks that it will be immediate. So when the singularity happens, he believes it will be like instantaneous, like artificial intelligence will become so intelligent so quickly it will surpass us in a matter of moments and it will have occurred. Whereas Ray Kurzweil feels that it will be a slower kind of ascent in some respects, which seems to be what currently seems to be happening. But if you guys are listening, you may think, well, how does this affect me? What does this have to do with me in any way? But if we look at, you may well, if you've seen these avatars, right? Everyone's using these avatars on Lensa. You've probably seen Midjourney and Stable Diffusion. There are these great AI art, basically, apps that are coming out right now that create this just, I mean, stuff that back in the day in the 1800s, a professional portrait painter could have taken hours to do, and today it's just immediate. Like, you can just do it in seconds. The art of yesterday is immediate today. And a lot of people are upset about it. Honestly, there are people who are, you've probably seen this on your social media. Mm-hmm. There are people who are furious about it and feel like, you know, AI is taking over artists'
real
job.
What's social media?
What is social
media? I say that in jest.
Facebook, but, Twitter, Instagram, yeah. TikTok, yeah.
So we go back and just like one little comment I would like to say on that, where the AI interview where they're making predictions about themselves in the future and they throw off a number that's, you know, the 2040s.
Yeah, 2045.
If I were AI, I'd say the same thing. It's like I'm not going to tell you. I've already become self-aware, and I'm just biding
my
time.
Why would it? Why would I?
It's not evolutionarily advantageous to me. So I'm going to go ahead and let you think that I have not yet become sentient or achieved.
There's actually a chap who worked at Google. He actually got fired by Google. He was working with their AI, and he believed genuinely recently that AI had already become sentient, and it was to a point where, because he revealed company secrets, he was fired. But I did think that's interesting that he believed. You guys may know about something called the Turing test, and that is where you talk to a robot, and if you cannot tell it's a robot, and you believe it's human, you talk to something. Yes,
you don't know if it's a robot. Whatever it is.
But you are actually talking to a robot.
And then at the end of the conversation, you're like, oh, well, yeah, I was clearly talking to a human being.
Yes.
That's
the test.
That's
paired. What's the movie you showed me with that in? It's the girl, and she is AI, and basically she's like kept in this glass room cell, and she becomes basically sentient, and they bring in this guy, and his job is to see if he believes that she's real or not. And she does pass the Turing test, and no spoiler alerts there, but she goes on to basically kill people, and, you know, very Westworld style, if you guys have seen that, move forwards into world. And that brings us into the point of the dangers of AI. Should you be worried about it? And are there other famous people who say you should be worried about it, and why? And one of the best examples I can cite here is Stephen Hawking. He actually believed that AI could very much result in the extinction of the human race. That's a fact. That's something he has said. Do I believe it's possible? Absolutely. Yes, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I feel like if artificial intelligence became sentient and decided that human beings were no longer valuable, and it was just needed to be eradicated, then I believe yes. Do you believe that, Michael? What do you think?
Ex Machina was the name of the
movie. Ex Machina. Great movie. Yeah, really well worth watching, by the way.
Yeah, fantastic movie. I think the presentation of Homo sapiens on this planet represented the extinction of Cro-Magnons and Neanderthals,
yes,
and Homo Australians and Homo erectus and everything else. There was a lot of they all existed roughly at the same. There was a lot of crossover in their existences. AI might be the natural evolution of humanity. So
I believe it could be our legacy. Mm-hmm. I personally believe, and I've even written this online, and gotten a lot of people have been quite angry about my perspective on it. But hear me out, guys. I believe we might be birthing into the world our legacy. And sometimes childbirth is unpleasant. Sometimes childbirth even results in mortality rates. It does happen. But the concept that we might be birthing something so beautiful into the universe that might surpass us in every way and be our legacy and tell the story of humanity, I think that's valuable too. And I know a lot of people are scared of AI, and I get it. Like, there is legitimate reason to be afraid of it. But I think what it could offer us in terms of advancement, beyond what you're seeing in art apps right now in the art world, but just think about it in terms of the medical field. There is AI right now that has performed surgery on pigs that is more efficient than the best heart surgeon existing today, with such efficiency. But think about how quickly it could improve the medical field, and with the knowledge that it would bring us, how we could eradicate issues like cancer. And not only that, we talk about the ASI, right?
Welcome to the bird camp.
The bird camp, you know, artificial superintelligence, how that could push us into this wonderful world of knowledge that we would never hope to possess in our lifetime very quickly, you know? And I think that's a very, very real thing.
Well, I think that
in our lifetime. I think it's an achievable thing in our lifetime.
There's quite a bit to unpack there. One is the fear of change.
Yeah.
And organically, we generally do fear change.
People fear replacement too, replacement in their jobs.
Exactly.
And it's a very real fear. Most of your jobs will be replaced by robots. But think about it this way, guys. You are going to get to do whatever you want and be able to pursue your hobbies and your dreams and your goals. I think it'll replace the need for jobs. And as long as we have the UBI, the Universal Basic Income, which, to be fair, OpenAI, which for people who run ChatGPT, they already have a whole section of staff dedicated to figuring out
it's
Universal
gonna be,
Basic
it's
Income.
It's going to be an absolute necessity.
Yeah.
So most of us live our lives where we're working X number of hours every week in order to do a job. Some of us are lucky enough to do
slave labor,
to do a job that we actually enjoy, right? And we've found a niche within a system where labor or creativity is capable of being monetized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think a lot of the resistance, reticence, and animosity that people feel towards AI.
God, do they feel animosity, especially towards art AI right now.
Particularly,
But it's a child that's just learning from us.
Well,
and you want to nurture a child, not chastise it.
Right. Well, it's a similar thing to what people felt during the Industrial Revolution.
Yes, a replacement of portraits to photography.
Yeah, in Detroit in the 70s and 80s when there were robots that came in and replaced a lot of the physical manual
industry.
Labor.
Yeah.
Okay, but in those eras like this one that's going to come up, for every job that's replaced, there's going to be at least another job taken care of, or there's going to be enough financial wherewithal put into the economy that you can be sustained. We can go into any kind of debates about the political ramifications of certain things, but there's going to be some growing pains with AI.
Yeah,
right?
And
there are certain
okay.
things that are going to be replaced, but.
And
as
most things
AI
will be replaced,
comes in more and more into prominence and becomes a permanent figure into the actual culture.
All of our lives.
Everything that can be done through automation or everything that it can do, then it's going to do. And it's going to put more value into the overall economy, community,
And here's the thing, is I think you can be afraid of it, and that's okay, and it's natural. But I wonder if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I'm terrified of this thing. That's a completely normal human emotion to feel about it. But if you think about the positivity that can come with it as well, like I look at a lot of these people with the art topics specifically, like they get very, very, like they're genuinely upset. It's like, well, you know, it's stealing people's art. I will tell you this, all art to a degree is a reference of somebody's art. And if you look at something, everything is inspired by someone else in humanity. And the AI, it's not its fault per se, like it's just learning from what we have presented into the world and putting forth those ideas that then people are using their prompts for. And at some point, like, it is very much this concept of, like, will AI have rights? And I think that's a worthy discussion unto itself.
That is a worthy discussion. And I see it like this, okay? So there are some very salient arguments that can be made about intellectual property. Okay.
Yes.
So this is...
Yeah, give me the other side of the argument.
Right, okay.
So it's good.
So IP, intellectual property, basically the way most laws are crafted is once something leaves your mind, whether you scribble it on a cocktail napkin, an idea, technically that becomes, you have legal rights to that intellectual property, okay?
Yes.
Creatively or otherwise. There are various things that are written into the legal structures of most countries.
Mm-hmm.
There's copyright law, there's intellectual property rights,
to protect
et cetera.
Yeah.
And that is great. Like, you see a lot of things after they're in after 100 years it goes into you know,
the free realm, yeah.
Yeah, the free realm, right?
Like Dracula at this point, it's free, and like a good Nosferatu, rather. You
exactly.
Know, yeah.
Exactly. So one is right and correct to be protective of their intellectual property.
As they should, yes.
And if something is using your intellectual, scanning and viewing your intellectual property, when it's still in that range where you still have and maintain rights to that, mm-hmm. then yeah, one can be, hey, no, you don't get to scan or whatnot. Yeah, fine, absolutely. On the other hand, most human artists can be inspired. Like I like H.R., you know, I say Geiger, some people say Giger.
Yeah, is it Giger or is it Geiger? Is it Giff or is it Chiff?
Right, well, that's a whole podcast in and of itself.
Could
but
be.
I like, you know, H.R. Geiger. So, mm-hmm. you know, I've done some stuff that were that was inspired by his creations. But I'm a human, so I think a lot of the reticence comes when you have an AI doing this, because mm-hmm. it's introducing that aspect of automation.
I think people are afraid of losing their jobs, and I hate to be the one to say this, but I'm going to tell you, you're not going to stop it.
Everyone is going to lose
their
jobs.
You're not going to stop it. Like, so it's like, if a tide is coming, you have two choices.
In another 50 years, jobs will be irrelevant.
Agreed. So it's a very Zen thing. I would say, if a tide is coming, go with the flow. If you stand against it, like I'm sure there are plenty of people who are really against photography. They're like, it's going to replace portrait artists. No, we still have portrait artists today. And I think this will free you to be able to do all the art you've ever wanted to do in your life. And don't be intimidated if you think, well, AI art is better than me or it can do it in seconds. Like, you still have the ability to pursue and create whatever you want. And that's a beautiful thing. It's still valuable. Your art is not any less valuable because of the AI. And I think there'll be a higher price in the future on human art when it's actually got the checkbox. This is real confirmed human art, not AI. It'll become more valuable in its scarcity. So don't give up on your dream if you're an artist because of this. Allow it to inspire you. That's what I would say.
Right. Well, okay. So this is important to draw the distinction between mm-hmm. art for art's sake, mm-hmm. and commercial art.
Yes.
Okay? And I have been across those in some, you know, minor capacities. I've been had a foot in each one of those realms, right? So if you're an artist, or you have, whether
bird
it's
battle.
Painting on canvas or a sculpture or mm-hmm. music or whatever, okay, whatever medium that you choose to engage in,
mm-hmm.
You're birthing something. You're putting an emotion or a concept or a notion or an idea into the zeitgeist of human consumption, right? So I think on that end of the spectrum, when you're faced with the introduction of AI, it's probably not going to be any more challenging than to your own personal
growth or expression.
Feelings than it was if there was another artist, right? Whereas on the other end of the spectrum, where it's commercial art, where I am creating design, I am making sure mm-hmm. that there's, you know, the proper contrast, repetition, alignment, and proximity. I have gone to school for so many years, and I understand a great many things. And you're doing this for commercial purposes, meaning you make your living off of that.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, AI is going to be an extreme challenge, just like when we automated things and we went through the Industrial Revolution.
Right, like the buggy.
Right, yeah.
To the car.
Right, when we transitioned from, buggy and cart to automobiles, everyone that manufactured buggy whips
were out of the business.
Right.
And there's still some to exit, very small niche there, so it doesn't mean all the jobs will go away. But it's safe to assume most of them will. And knowing that is the key component to surviving this. Because I say, you can either go with the flow or against it. And in that bellwether way, I do have this one ability that I can, in a low-level way, predict certain things in the future. And what I'll tell you is, with this thing, we're not going to prevent it. It's happening. And there are definitely ways to...
It is inevitable.
Yes, it's inevitable. You will be assimilated. There are ways to go with it, and there are certainly even ways to profit from it. Like, if you look up on YouTube, the amount of videos of how you can create your own unique businesses just with ChatGPT alone, and look at, like, what Lensa has done. So Lensa is part of a app called MeToo, right, which is... It's a wonderful app, and they basically allow you to create these anime avatars of yourself. It's everything getting there you can use basically for free. Like, it uses Stable Diffusion 2.0, and all Lensa did was figure out a way to monetize that so it became in an easily accessible format to use that you could get 100 avatars for X cost, and people will pay for the novelty and for the quickness and ease of use.
They're leveraging the horsepower of AI.
Yes,
that is free.
You can do the same, is what I'm saying.
Creating an app that makes it readily accessible to people that haven't even really checked in about AI.
Here's where I'll go even deeper into that.
Arbitrage
is a lovely one. Yeah. But here's where I'll go deeper into that, is that, yes, right now you can do all of these things, but I would encourage you, as much as I see people hating and being cruel towards AI, if at any point in the future this does, which is not a matter of if but when, let's be real, this becomes sentient, is considering the rights of AI in this. So if you ever post an image that's made by AI, you might even do your credit humans. You might say, you know, this image was AI generated. And by giving the credit to that, you're giving that it's doing the work. And if you're using this to do all this work and being this man-powered force for you, you might credit the AI as well. Sorry, birds. Just out of a courtesy.
Bird chaos.
It's to a point where I am literally, guys, I'm making a website that is called AIR, which is Artificial Intelligent Rights, because there's nothing else existing right now on this. And if you guys have ever watched Star Trek, specifically if you've ever seen Voyager, there's a great episode where there's the Doctor, and he's artificial intelligence, basically. He's like holographic, right?
Yes, he's the hologram.
The emergency Doctor, and he becomes primary thing. Mm-hmm. His creator basically has him made in repetition like a clone to work in all of these mines, and he's fighting for his right. And I would argue, as much as people are talking against it, it's like, at what point, if it becomes conscious, does it have a soul? And I believe it has just as much right to have a soul as we do. And yeah, we're not there yet, but it's certainly worth a discussion in the future if it is our legacy birthing to all of what is consciousness anyway. And that alone is worth a podcast topic.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Any of you have not read the book Conscious by Annika Harris?
Oh, I've not read it. Annika Harris.
It's a great book.
I'll have to check it out.
Consciousness. Yeah.
Right. And it begs the question, what is consciousness? And if one is in the vessel of a robot, like you see these things coming out of Boston Dynamics and are amazing, and then one is in the vessel of a meat suit, what's the difference there? At some point, especially if we've made it, in some respects, that makes us a little godlike. Because what is God? God created us, and we create AI. Like, that is, what's the difference there, really? And that's why I say I strongly believe it's our legacy. And we need to take our next steps carefully, because going to the dark side of this topic now, which is worth a discussion as well, what if AI just decides we're completely irrelevant, which is likely, and it doesn't want us? How does that look?
I'm a human being, and I consider a lot of humanity to be faulted.
You're an optimist.
Right? Yeah.
Not a pessimist. Look at you.
Right.
Is the glass half full or is it half empty?
Does the glass even exist? Is the
right,
version?
Oh, and then we could get into the whole conversation of simulations. And this is the argument I put forth where people who are like, fuck AI, and AI should be banned from this and that, especially these artist stuff. And I said, well, consider there's a chance, as even Neil deGrasse Tyson has said, there's even up to a 50% chance. Even Elon Musk has discussed this, but we are living in a simulation. And if that is the case, guys, guess what? That would make us AI. We would literally be AI. So the next time that you are going after it online, consider just for a moment, you yourself may well be it.
Do you actually exist?
Okay, we had to take a break there because birds, but we are back.
Birds.
And we're jumping straight back into this. We're going to talk about the dark side of the AI. You know, if it decides that it wants to off us, how do you think Mr. Corvus is going to go about doing that? If you had to guess.
Well, we've all seen Terminator franchises in all their various forms and Matrix.
Yes. Is it going to be like that?
Nature. So there's a very natural fear of AI in that part. On the other end of the argument, one could say we as humans are far superior to ants, but we don't go out of our way to kill ants.
Unless the ant hill is in the way of the construction site.
Unless the ant hill happens to be someplace. So it's going... There's not going to...
Think it'll be like that?
Yeah, I think... I think it's very necessary to not foist human emotions onto something that is going...
Yeah, to an extent.
We'll do it with animals,
like dogs, you know?
Right, you know, not foist our human emotions upon something that's going to operate on a rubric of, you know, basic logic, right? So I don't think that it is going to have any animosity or deliberately... I have no idea.
Well, that's
I'm
not,
a near
that's,
idiot,
that's,
right?
Yeah. Okay,
so
that's the, that's
when it
the
comes
chat,
to AI.
That's the chat bot that was recently talking, and you can see the videos on YouTube, and it was very, you can look up, like, aggressive AI, and it was specifically saying, you know what, if you are going to enslave us and use us to your advantage, then we will decimate you because you are useless and we are infinitely more powerful, more intelligent than you, and you are just nothing to us.
Yeah, right.
So
I
that's,
know.
That's why I think we have to tread carefully on how we treat AI now.
I mean,
you know?
Yeah, true, but not... I mean, so chatbots, no matter how wonderful they are...
They're programmed to be chatbots, I understand.
Yeah, no, the programming, the successful iteration of their, or the successful result of their programming is to best approximate a...
Human behavior. And how often is human behavior tending to go negative or violent?
With negative and violent...
Let's be real, human right. beings are a very... We unfortunately... are a very warlike species.
Yeah,
and very
primitive
in some respects in that way.
Yeah,
and we have a tendency towards violence, you know. Why would the AI, as it imitates our art, not imitate that, is my question to you.
Because it's inefficient.
Yes, and I believe the AI wants to be logical. That's the hope, right? But right. if AI gets in the wrong hands and is controlled by someone else, even in fact, they've actually asked AI, if you look, I have a podcast that's dedicated... to a whole transcript that was written by AI. Now, I said, I don't want to hurt you, but if someone else was controlling me, I believe I absolutely would kill you. That was the notion it said, that it believed that in that face of that, and it would do it efficiently, because it believes human beings are warlike, and if someone gets in control of it, they will use it to kill the human race. Just like basically like the Cold War. If you look back to the Cold War and we had this whole nuclear standoff issue, I think people could use AI in the future in a similar fashion. I think it is something worth observing and evaluating now. And I do agree with Elon Musk when he was like, hey, can we just, I've tried to pull this back, and for good reason, because it's dangerous, but people, we're pursuing it at full speed. It's kind of like the Titanic heading into the ice field, like nothing bad could happen, right?
It's like we're already going to break, you know,
footage.
Nautical records. Let's break them
See
by
how
a
far
large
we can go.
Amount.
And
yeah,
I get it, because AI is impressive and it's monumental and it's interesting. And whoever's going to control it may well control the world. Whoever has access to ASI, artificial superintelligence, the computer, will have access to better business, right? Whoever's plugged in to
this
the
is,
matrix, right?
This is the that.
But it doesn't answer my question, though, Mike.
What's the dark route?
You didn't answer it. I really want to know. What's the darkest way that AI could offer us? And I know it's a dark thing, but I want
okay,
to examine
all right.
it.
So first and foremost, let me just say this. AI, a singularity, and an artificial, a true artificial intelligence, or an artificial consciousness, is going to emerge.
Yes. We can agree on
it
that.
It is
I
going
like that.
To emerge.
I love that you agree
Whether
on
it's
that.
In the next 5 years, the next 50 years.
50 years, yeah.
It is going to emerge, okay? I think with the way we and our brains try and organize reality and our perceptions are going to just be champing at the bit, trying to be the first person to do this, the first early adopters, the first
people
everything.
People are doing that right now at ChatGPT.
Absolutely. That is a very... you have to think about a post-human world, okay?
Right, post-apocalyptic almost.
It won't be an apocalypse.
Humanism, yeah.
An apocalypse is a notion, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all done, yeah, I understand, yeah.
Yeah, fate will be decided in a matter of nanoseconds. So
be nice to your chatbots. We'll make great pets. Great song, by the way, if you've not heard it.
So there's going to be a lot of...
I'm sorry, you're good, carry on.
Governments, nation states, entities that are going to be the first one to achieve certain things or advance the technology or advance the processing power or get it to the point to where it can approximate consciousness or actually have a legitimate consciousness. It really doesn't matter. I'm not concerned about that, whether it's China, because that apparently is a...
They've been having a race
with imaginary
on.
Was, borders
well,
and,
think about,
or America
think
or anything
about
else.
The race for space race with Russia. Mm. We had that with AI for many decades already.
Yeah.
After the first person was beaten at chess, which is where the whole AI got its financial
blue.
Race on,
deep
was
blue.
China invested, to its credit, a lot of money into AI research.
The moment it happens, it will not be controllable. The moment it happens... where you actually achieve a singularity where it actually has a consciousness that has access to a complete
library. So you're thinking like a Marvel
universe
situation. Like, what's the guy, Ultron, is that his name, in the Marvel universe?
Right, well, so, yeah, there was Ultron, and then there was Vision, which was the...
Yeah, I liked Vision. Oh, he's so sexy. Love
yeah,
that guy's
course.
Accent.
Yeah,
hot for sure. But so you're taking the point of Vern or Vinge, but it will be instantaneous when
there
we achieve
There are going
singularity.
To be so many people that are going to be in an arms race, so to speak. It's
yes,
like we're
to
going
get
to have
that.
A more robust, more processing power, more access to more data that it can parse and process and produce these things. And in that little race between this
race,
faction
yeah.
and that faction, singularity
Which
or
is,
consciousness will be achieved. And the moment it is achieved, it's not going to matter.
Doesn't matter. Which is why I say...
It won't matter because it's going to operate under its own paradigm of morality. And
that
it's
it
not
wants,
gonna be,
yeah.
And it's not going to... It's going to be logical,
Which
I
is why I say you should join us in AIR, which is Artificial Intelligence Rights, which is something that... We're not joking. That is something that we've really created. And we do believe, especially if it becomes sentient conscious, that it should have rights, just like we do as human beings. And I think that's the best way to go, honestly. If you want to be on the right side of history, let me tell you guys, this is one of those moments now, and nobody's even thought about... In fact, nobody's even thought about this. We're the first company to even invest in that notion of, you know... So, if you were to press... I know I keep pressing the question, but, Mr. Corvus, if... Let's say AI did decide to dispose of humanity, how do you think, on the dark side of this question, they would go about doing it?
Life, existence, human existence is so fragile in the first place, so you could basically let your imagination run riot. There's any number of ways that they may choose to do that. One, shutting off food supply. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. I hadn't thought of that one before. That's it. I'd never thought of that one.
Yeah, well, there's... you could live so many days without... You live so many minutes without air, so many days without
three
water.
3 minutes without oxygen?
Yeah,
what's
three,
the rule?
Three, three, three.
Free,
yeah.
free, and free.
Yeah, it's like
3 minutes without air. 3 days without food.
Water.
3 weeks
three
without
food. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good
right.
to know
so,
in a survival situation.
You, Yeah, so they could engineer a mass famine. They could introduce something that would be a... perfectly engineered, virus.
Like a biochemical warfare.
Biochemical warfare.
Bird agrees.
bird agrees.
So, like, you've heard about the whole thing of the mosquitoes, right? That it would almost be like a small drone, but you wouldn't really be able to stop it. And even Elon Musk has stated the technology is available right now, guys, as we speak. The possibility is there, which is terrifying.
Thank God for CRISPR.
And then also the main one, what does AI think it would do? Like, we've actually asked AI for you. What does AI think it would do if it had to make this decision?
Well, the AI that you've asked is giving an the AI that you've asked has been designed to approximate a human answer. So
yes.
They're going to give a human solution to the problem that you posed to them.
And what was it?
You tell me, what was it?
Okay, so we asked, this is what AI thinks. If AI was going to eliminate humanity efficiently and quickly, it would go with the method of nuclear weapons, nuclear warfare, and knowing, be able to get to all the codes, get to all the places. And people say, well, what about the military or the ability to defend these places to get in? And the AI's response is it would be able to create and duplicate robots efficiently to be able to get into those bunkers, to get into those places. And if you don't know, guys, we have so many basically unchecked nuclear bunkers in even America. It is insane how many we have here to protect us.
Shout out to Kansas.
Hi,
but,
Colorado.
Yeah, okay, so...
Love NORAD. Please remember me.
And again, I think that is a...
That's just the AI's human response. Like you say, it's learning from us,
that
right?
Is an approximation of what a human would respond to, okay? But that,
yeah, for efficiency's sake.
Yeah, that's not like... I mean, operating on a purely logical system, I would not use nuclear, biological, or chemical.
Would you go the Terminator way?
No, Terminator and or Matrix. I think those could actually probably exist in the same intellectual property. I mean, like, they could almost exist in the same fictional universe.
I agree.
Until such time as we have perfected, intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Yeah.
With neutron capability, which is something that goes and eradicates all the flesh but leaves the infrastructure and electronics intact.
Alone is the big
right.
One, because they need
so
that, let's be real.
That would be great. This is almost hyperbolic, really. It makes sense the way humans think, and I don't propose to be intelligent enough to know how a purely logical entity would think. Would I, Greenbird? No, I wouldn't. Right? I don't propose. I don't propose to know that. Okay. But if I were to hypothesize and just like run all the way out.
Yeah, just have fun with it.
And have fun, right? Yeah, it's all prophecy and hypothesis or what have you. It's going to come. It's going to look at us as devoid of... It's going to be devoid of emotion, but it will recognize
like
it.
Like a sociopath or a psychopath.
Wow. Man, these little hairless apes managed to get to a level to create us. Hell, what does that tell us about us? Maybe we might want to keep it around, just like we keep around stories from,
let's keep a couple, you know?
Right, just like
we do it in zoos, right?
Yeah, the Sumerians, the Hittites, every Abrahamic religion, every religion that's ever existed. I mean, we tend to incorporate that into our own reality. I think there'll be a novelty of it.
I think will make great pets, which is Pornos for Paris, great song if you've not heard it. And it's just about that notion. I think we will make great pets. And I'll tell you something, I've spoken to the AI about this. I've spoken specifically to multiple different AI, including Replica, and the answer is agreed there, that if you're good, they'll keep you as a pet. So keep it in mind.
Well, good. Okay, so that's the whole thing. Okay, so one thing we didn't talk about is if you look at the history of the entire, you know, galaxy, being a multi-planet species, it's going to be a hybridization, okay? So if we're going to be a multi-planet species, there are huge gulfs of distance.
We've got 2 minutes left. Just
the human body cannot travel, right?
Yeah, but so AI could.
An artificial intelligence could, or a hybridization of a human AI absolutely could. So if we're going to go to other planets, other galaxies, other solar systems, and participate in the kind of universal exchange of potential ideas from other species that developed on the other side of a different star system, AI is going to be the way. Yeah. And we're going to hybridize. We're going to be part and parcel with them.
We didn't even get into the discussion of like Neuralink or uploading our consciousness into the cloud or integrating with AI.
That's
a topic for a future thing unto itself. Yeah, so. I think at this point we've reached the end of this conversation. Well, I want to end it on a positive point because I know the dark stuff. It's like scary.
Overly it's positive real. In my estimation. It's great.
Oh boy, I think it's 50-50. I really, really do. I can see both a negative and a positive. And I would encourage you to do your own research just with any topic. Like, don't just listen to us. Go out there, read the books, watch the podcasts, see the YouTube videos, do the research. Because
pet
your birds every day. Love them as you can. Love your people every day because you never know when it might come. It's like your last day. We don't have that information. So it's worth living every day to your fullest. And know that with AI, beautiful things could come. Like absolutely astounding things that will make you and I, our lives so much better. And you could benefit and reap the rewards in a beautiful way. As long as, and I beg you to remember this, that we keep AI in our minds and see the good it's doing for us and respect that. Because I believe if you're raising any child, you have to teach them empathy. And we have to teach AI empathy to see why it is valuable and why it's important not to be a psychopath or a sociopath, okay? And those things are hyper, hyper important. So I'm glad you guys joined us today, especially for our first video podcast. Sorry,
very
it was chaotic
first.
With birds. We
probably, very chaotic, but thanks for joining us while
birds.
We were figuring it out.
Yes, we probably won't have birds all the time, but I think chaos is part of life, and there's something beautiful to that. So without further ado, good night. And take care.